What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I've just finished day 500. I think I'm at 60 or 70 interviews, two huge webinars, publishing my face off in the middle of the corona crisis. And I'm curious, have you been taking advantage of this crisis as well?
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So obviously right now everyone's kind of in this weird thing. Some people are frozen, some people are running, some people are, everyone's got a different perspective, but I want to give you guys a glimpse of a perspective right now that hopefully will shift some things and change some things and get you excited and thinking and understanding the possibilities. So right now, obviously, so many things have shifted and changed for people. But if you look at, like, what is business at the core? If we take a step back, right? You guys have heard me say this before. It's not unique, but it's my beliefs. I feel like business is a calling, right? It's a calling we get from God or from whatever you want to call it, but it's like this internal nudge we feel, right? If you've ever felt that pull or that desire, Alex Sharfman calls it the call of contribution. You feel this call of contribution. It's like, I need to do something more. I need to be something more. I got to figure something out. If you've ever felt that before, which I'm assuming if you're here, if you're listening to me, you've probably done that. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gone on a path that got you researching things and subscribing to things and listening to podcasts. Like, if you didn't feel that pull, you wouldn't be here. So I'm guessing and assuming that if you're here, you felt that before and you're like, I need to do something. I don't know what it is, but I got to create and I got to serve. And then, like, what most people do is they go about it backwards. This is definitely what I did for the first, I don't know, 5 to 10 years of my business was, I'm going to go create a product, and then I'm going to go figure out how to sell the product, and I'm going to go find people to sell it to. But the opposite is true. Like, what we do is we feel this calling, and the calling is, you've been called to serve this group of people, right? It's not you've been called to create this product and bring it to the world. It's there's this group of people that you are uniquely, you've been given gifts and abilities to uniquely change and serve this group of people, right? Like, your life experiences, the ups, the downs, the problems, the trials, everything you've had to this point in your life has been given to you as a gift to be able to change the lives of a group of people that you've been called to serve, right? And so when you look at business, that's what business is like, we need to gather people together, listen to their needs, and figure out how to serve them. Right? Like, that's what business is when you boil it down, when you get rid of all of the fanciness and the terms and the strategy and everything. It's, my job is, I've been called to serve this group of people. I'm going to gather them together and I'm going to help them. I'm going to listen to their needs, figure out what they want, and figure out ways I can help them, right? So that's what business is, if we boil it down. And so right now we're in this time where people have been disconnected. They're not gathered. They're pulled apart. They're separated back into their families. They're pulled out of these, you know, all these things. And you look at our job as business owners. What is it right now? It's to gather the people, to gather them together, to listen to them, to figure out how you can help them, how you can serve them. And what's crazy, and this is why I want to talk about taking advantage of this opportunity right now. Like, right now, 2 days ago it was yesterday. So yesterday I did a webinar. We ended up having 19,000 people register for this webinar. 19,000 people. I've never had that before. That's a world record for me by far. Like, that's never happened in my history, but it happened. 19,000 people registered for this webinar. They showed up, and then on this webinar, we all sat down and we shared, and I taught and we gathered them, and I, you know, did my best to teach them. And then at the end, we made an offer and people bought things and it was really, really good, right? I listened to their needs and figured out an offer that would match their needs and did our best to create that. And so, but what's interesting is the 19,000 people, a month ago, we would spend anywhere from $3 to $5 to $8 to get someone registered for a webinar. For this webinar, for this gathering of people, 19,000 people, we were averaging 78 cents per opt-in. 78 cents. Okay, my ability now to gather people together is at such a huge, huge, huge discount. I understand some of you guys don't have all the pieces in place yet to be able to buy ads and things. I understand that if that's the case, like, now it's time to start studying these funnel things and getting them together so you can profitably generate a funnel. In fact, if you haven't seen it, man, if you want to see this, it's, if you go to secretsmasterclass.com, if you go through that funnel, that's the webinar. I'm doing it live again next week, so you can still go and watch the whole process. But you go to secretsmasterclass.com, you register for the webinar. On the pop-up, we ask you, like, what are you struggling with? Are you struggling with funnels? Are you struggling with conversion? Are you struggling with traffic? And based on what you pick, you go to a different landing page where I offer you either the .com secrets book, the expert, or the traffic secrets book. So it's crazy. Of those 19,000 people that registered, We sold over $50,000 in those three book funnels from that window. That means for every person registered for the webinar, we made $3. So I'm paying 78 cents. I made $3. And then the webinar happened. And the webinar we sold, at the end of it, we sold the ClickFunnels. But what's crazy is 19,000 people had gathered together. So if my job is to gather people together, I can do it now at a discount that I never could before. And it's not going to last forever, but man, we are in a season right now. I used to always say, I wish I could go back in the day when Google was cheap and easy. I wish I could go back in the day when Facebook was easy. Like right now we have this window where it is again. It's crazy. I was reading an article showing that Facebook's going to lose like $40 billion in the next quarter because everyone's pulling their ad costs out. So ad costs are dropping. So it's like, oh my gosh, like this is this really unique window. And I'm hoping for most of you guys, you realize that if you're gathering your people during this time, at whatever level you can, some can do it through paid ads. If you can't, that's fine. But your job as business owners is to gather people, and you can gather people right now at a discount. People are silently begging to be led. Jay Abraham told me that 2 decades ago, but still true today. They're silently begging to be led. If you'll stand up and gather those people together and let them plug into you, right now you can do it at a discount that, man, has not been around since I've been online. So I want you guys to understand that. And it's now like, don't sit on the sidelines. This is the game. We're in the middle of it. There's going to be people who, you know, whenever this ends in a month from now, a year from now, 5 years, I don't know when it's going to end, but on the other side of this, who are going to be like, man, I wish I had taken advantage of that opportunity. So I'm here to tell you, like, take advantage of the opportunity, go all in, figure this stuff out. Like, this is the time for all of us to be stepping up and gathering our people, and serving them, you know. And it's funny. I was on an interview with Tom Bilyeu, the founder of Quest Nutrition, the founder of Impact Theory. And at the end, he asked, he's like, what's your impact? Or I was like, what is it you're trying to do? And I told him, I said, like, I feel like my role in this whole game is that my job is to gather the gatherers, right? And to give them the tools and the resources they need to gather their people. And so like, if you look at that, like, that's my role, that's my job, right? So I'm gathering you guys together, and I'm trying to give you a place of faith and comfort, knowing like things are okay. This is where we're going. This is the future. These are the opportunities. This is what you're not seeing right now. This is what you should be looking at and trying to share those things, and giving you tools like ClickFunnels and books to give you the tools and the knowledge, everything you need to be able to gather your people. And I'm trying to be a perfect example. This is how you do it. Like, watch what I'm doing and do what I'm doing. Like, I'm trying to make something you guys can model so you guys can do that. And then you go out there and you do the same thing. You gather your people together. You listen. You give them faith. You give them hope. You give them inspiration. You create tools and products and services and things that are going to help them to do whatever it is that they're trying to do. When you guys understand that, like, that's the game. That's the business we're actually in, is to gather people, listen to their needs, and then to serve them. Like, that's business. And right now you can gather people at such a discount, at prices we've never seen before. We understand that it's like, now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. Because if you do that, man, how much further ahead are you going to be in a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, because you're able to get the ear of people that you couldn't before. So anyway, I hope to help some of you guys who are wondering what to do or how to do or you know, wondering what your roles are in this game. That is how it works. That's the game. And it's so much fun to play. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity I have to be part of this with you guys and to be, you know, an example, as imperfect as I am, but example of like how I would do it if I was you, because I'm doing it the way that I do it. And hopefully you guys can get ideas and model what I'm doing. But that's kind of my goal from this. So anyway, that said, I'm done. I've done like 60 something interviews this week, or this the last couple weeks. It's Friday afternoon for me. I'm going to go take off and go play with my kids and my wife and take the rest of the day off. So I appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. If you got some value from this or any of the episodes of the Marketing Secrets Podcast, please share them with others. I appreciate you guys. If you don't have your copy of Traffic Secrets yet, for whatever reason, go to trafficsecrets.com, get a free copy. And like I said, if you want to see that funnel and you want to see the webinar, I'm doing it again live next Thursday. You can go to secretsmasterclass.com and see the funnel, see the process, funnel hack it. 19,000 leads and had a 71% opt-in rate. So the funnel is good. It is working. All right. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate you all. And have an amazing day. We'll talk soon. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is gonna help you. It's gonna help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. Onefunnelaway.com.